on today's Technobabble. Inside my mind as I run camera.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. I am your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So if you have any questions, comments, snide remarks, what have you, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you can contact me and ask your questions or what have you. Just leave it there. That's fine. If you're more of a phone person, no problem, I got you covered. 1-877-763-3246 or 1-877-POD-ECHO to echo back to this podcast. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff, if you'd prefer, if that's more your thing. Or just comment below this video. That's perfectly fine as well. Email paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. One thing that I'd love to ask you to do is, if you could, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/iTunes reviews. Now, if you're watching live, I haven't set that up yet, but that's my next item to do. In fact, I'm writing myself a note. iTunes reviews. TrinityDigitalMedia.com/iTunes reviews and review this and all the other Church TechCast shows. You can also subscribe using that link, or just go to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/subscribe. So you're probably thinking, subscribing, that's probably really expensive, right? Try free. That's right, nothing, zip, zero, nada, zippo. Zilch, nothing. Free. And what subscribing does is you don't have to remember to come back to my site. You can just subscribe in iTunes, subscribe in the podcast app on your iPhone, subscribe on your Android device, subscribe on your Windows computer, whatever. You subscribe and these shows will be delivered to you automatically every Thursday, unless there's something that holds them up, and then typically it would be shortly thereafter. And you'll be able to get these shows with some regularity. So I advise that you should go ahead and do that. Speaking of things that I would love for you to do, this is the last one of them, and that is head over to patreon.com/paulallencliff, 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 and support the show. Because of the generosity of one of the kind viewers, I was able to update my internet service provider and get faster download speeds. Now, my next goal is to get faster upload speeds, because sometimes it's a little iffy with the live stream. Once I do that, perhaps, if my computer can handle it, I can upgrade the quality of the show to 720p. That's my next goal, 720p. It's elusive, but I know that it can be done. So, head over there and support the show for as little as $1 a month. Come on, what's a buck? But every buck helps me. But if you're someone who has been blessed financially and you'd like to give $100 a month or $1,000 a month, that would be very, very, very helpful. So, every bit counts and every bit makes it more likely that I can do more of these shows and stops me from doing things that interrupt the shows, like, freelancing, which I have coming up in the fall again, a big freelancing gig that I'd love to avoid. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say about that, and we'll get going. So, you might be wondering, Paul, what do you mean, what goes on inside your head when you're running camera? Well, I've been a videographer since 2000. Now, admittedly, the first couple of years were a little shaky, but as I get better, more things go on in my head while I'm running a camera. So, for example, this past weekend I was running camera 3, which is our moving camera that normally lives in front of the stage, and I just noticed all the things that were going on in my head as I was doing it. I was thinking, okay, what's my next shot? Where is this shot leading, etc. So I thought that I would go through each of those and tell you exactly what it meant, and we could go from there. So let's start with the thought, am I in focus? For every shot that I take, I first zoom in all the way with the camera, then I focus it. Then I zoom out to set up the exact shot. I have some directors at my church that sometimes think when I'm focusing, I want to start off on a blurry shot and then roll that into focus. That's fine, but it's not always what I have in mind. Most of the time, I want to focus so I know where I'm going. Then I can defocus. So I do that. Then sometimes my next thought is, how can I compose a great shot? So the second thing I do is I look for a shot on what I've just focused on. And so I might need to pull out some, I might need to push in some, I might need to pan left, pan right, tilt up, tilt down, you know, just move the camera in some way. Once I have that, my third thought is, where is this shot going? Now, there are static shots that pretty much stay the same, but I always have where I want the shot to go if I'm pulling out hot. If I'm up on the screen and I'm zooming out, I know where the shot is going to go. And I'm not just pulling out to pull out. I have an idea in mind of where the shot is going to go. And it's not always the case that the director keeps me on the screen for the entire duration of the shot that I have in mind, but I at least have it in mind. Okay, the next thing that I have in mind is, what happens if someone walks into the shot? So sometimes someone will back up, they'll be moving around the stage, and I'll be thinking, how can I include that person? How can I do something to make it look like I meant for that to happen? Which, when it happens, it's sometimes serendipitous. But occasionally, someone will back into my shot, and I'll pull out and I'll include them, and it looks like I meant for that to happen. So I try and have, as a backup in my head, what can I do to make this shot look purposeful even when there's a problem that happens. I also think, what is the next shot I can get? So I'm thinking, not only for this shot, but I'm also thinking for the next shot. Is there something, because I don't want two shots to be the same back to back. So I sometimes think, okay, I'm on the drums and the bass guitar right now. Next, should I go to a lead guitar or should I go to the worship leader? So those are some of the other thoughts that I have in my mind as I'm composing shots. I'm always looking at the viewfinder, but I also try to, depending on what I'm doing, I try and use both eyes. This is just a little hint. If you can concentrate on what one eye is seeing and ignore the what the other eye is seeing, a lot of times that will be very helpful to you. So if you've got a camera on your shoulder and you're looking through an eyepiece, a lot of people close the other eye so they can focus on what they see in the eyepiece. But that can be bad news because if you're walking, if someone walks into you, etc., you don't know it because you've just got such a narrow field of view. So that's the next thing that I want you to consider as you're running a camera is, can I keep both eyes open so that I'm more aware of what's around me? And that also relates to how can I make a bad shot into a better shot? So if you've got both eyes open and you're looking and you see that someone is moving, you can start to think, okay, I'm going to zoom out just a little bit faster so that I can include this person so that it looks like it's important. So that it looks like I meant to do that. There are tons of ways that you can not be thinking these important thoughts, and your video is going to suffer. It doesn't matter if you've got great quality equipment. It doesn't matter if you've got a great director behind you. It doesn't matter if the lighting is superb. If you're not thinking about where your shot is going, if you're not thinking about composing a great shot, if you're not thinking about making your subject look as good as they can look. So it might be technically a good shot if you're shooting from below and you shoot up on someone. It might be technically a good shot, but if you can see up their nose, depending on what you see, perhaps it's not a way to make them look their best. If they've got a pained expression, perhaps you should shift to another camera shot. I know that sometimes I inadvertently get a good shot when I'm not thinking, hey, this is a good shot. I'm just considering my next shot. So maybe I've moved my camera somewhere where it looks like a pretty decent shot. Just by accident, just because maybe subconsciously I'm thinking that. If that happens and I hear the director call for me to be ready, I then immediately think, okay, where can I go with this shot? If I haven't focused, if I have more zoom to pull out, that's where I want to go. Because as you go closer, lack of focus will be more apparent. Whereas as you pull out your lens, it will be less apparent. So it's good to have that piece of knowledge in your head. Now, if your iris on your camera isn't controlled by your director, it's also good to think, is my shot properly exposed? Because if it's too dark, you need to open up the iris to make it brighter. If it's too bright, you need to close down the iris to make it darker. So that's something else to think about. Sometimes I think about depth of field, too. Now, depth of field is the fancy video way of saying how much of your shot is in focus. In the shot you're watching, if you're watching the video, which is on YouTube, or you're at Trinity Digital Media, you'll notice that my background is pretty much in focus. And that's because I'm using a webcam that doesn't have the ability to do this fun thing. But if I grab my DSLR, sorry, it was a little bit of a stretch. I hadn't planned on doing this. This camera can do a shallow depth of field, and a lot of other cameras can as well. So what that means practically is that you can make the background out of focus while the foreground is in focus. So you have to think those thoughts, because zoom and iris can affect that. So these are just some of the thoughts that I think as I'm working on the shots that I want. Just some of the things that I keep in mind as I'm trying to compose the right shots to tell the story, because that's really what this is all about. I'm not trying to look cool. I'm not trying to impress people. I'm trying to tell the best story with my shots. And what I mean isn't fiction. What I mean is, if you want to think of it as what I'm doing is a documentary, I'm showing the true history of what is going on in this moment. I want to give people perspectives that they couldn't get. I want to share information that maybe they don't know. And what I mean by that is perhaps they can't tell which guitar is playing right now, but I can help them know. Perhaps they can't tell just the juxtaposition of two people on stage, but I can help them see that. Perhaps they can't see from where they're sitting someone in the audience who's being referenced by the pastor, but I can do that. So you really have to have the thought of, how can I make this better? And have that in your brain kind of running on a low level at all times as you're running a camera. And you can use that as part of what you're doing to go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.